Chapter 10. Art. From the street markets to the townships and cities, art is all around. You can see it in the traditional African masks, the colourful beaded jewellery, and the incredible township art. South African art comes in many different forms, but every piece has got one thing in common. It tells a story. Beading is a very popular art form in South Africa, and you can see amazing beaded wire animals everywhere. These are mainly made by Zimbabwean immigrants and sold at the side of the road. Many of these immigrants were unable to find work and have used their creative skills to start their own roadside business. You can stop and buy one for a small price. It's not unusual to see tourists leaving South Africa carrying huge beaded giraffes or antelopes, far too big to put in a suitcase. This woman is from the Ndebele tribe, descendants of Zulu and Xhosa tribes. The Ndebele are known for their traditional beadwork. Beaded clothes and jewellery are worn at ceremonies and are used to decorate things. As you can see, the woman is wearing a lot of beadwork. It's a sign of her status, and you can be sure she sat for hours making all those clothes. She takes one bead at a time, carefully choosing the colours, and can use as many as 300,000 beads to produce a unique piece of art, telling the history of the Ndebele in pictures and symbols. When a Ndebele woman gets married, she often works for 2 to 3 years on a piece of beadwork for her future husband's parents. She knows the quality of her work is important if she wants to be accepted into the family. Funeral clothes are also important because the Ndebele believe in life after death. Over the years, they have incorporated materials and symbols from Western civilization into their art. Many people consider it the most impressive beadwork in the world. Masks are a very popular souvenir item in South Africa and sold in most fairs. However, they are more representative of the rest of Africa than South Africa. Masks represent the spirit of an ancestor or god, and they were worn in ceremonies like crop harvesting, weddings, and initiations. As early as the Stone Age, African masks were worn in religious ceremonies, celebrations, and coming-of-age rites. These included praying, dancing, and singing. Before a wooden mask was made, the mask maker purified himself and prayed for advice and help from his ancestors. He also offered a sacrifice to the tree's god. When the tree was cut down, it was left for a couple of days. This let the tree's spirits find a new resting place. Only after that, the masks were created from the wood of the tree. Today, African masks are made of exotic woods, animal skin, or even metal. They are now considered to be valuable pieces of art and are desired by collectors for their historic and cultural value. You can see African masks in nearly all art museums throughout the world. Dumile Fenny is one of South Africa's famous artists. He was born in the Western Cape in 1942 and became known for township art. This kind of art actually developed in the 1920s, but in those days it was called struggle or resistance art. At that time, the laws of apartheid forced non-Europeans to live in townships. The conditions there were terrible, and African artists started to show how they felt about apartheid with colourful paintings. There was a lot of poverty in the townships, and oil paints were too expensive for many of the artists, so they improvised. This led to the birth of new township art genres. Dumile often drew on the back of old envelopes using nothing but a ballpoint pen. That's how he started his career as an artist. When apartheid ended, township art started to change. In the past, it reflected a country filled with desperate people and no hope. But artists in the new South Africa have developed their own unique form of township art. It's bright, colourful, and diverse. They use all kinds of materials to create their art, recycle plastic bags, old parts of bicycles, dried tea bags, soft drink cans, and many other discarded treasures.